of people who are not feeling well.
Yes.
So what might you say then that the little boy was at school today?
He must have been sick.
Sick. If a person feels sick right here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Do you have a word for a very loud and noisy celebration after a wedding? Usually when friends get together, make a lot of noise outside the bride and groom's where they're staying, their house.
Well, they have to be laughing or something.
Uh-huh. But you don't have a word for that particular celebration?
No.
What do you call, what do some people call, a spook that frightens children? They might say to a child, you better behave or somebody will get you. Who will get you?
Well, some people always call that a ghost.
A ghost, right.
Yeah.
On December 25th, we just had that holiday. What would you say to someone that you meet as a greeting?
Well, you call that Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Eving? When you meet someone on the street, what would you say to him?
You might say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. If you have to move a heavy thing from one place to another, then you might say, oh, I have to what this suitcase?
See, I got to move the suitcase.
Uh-huh. If it's very heavy and you're just so tired and you're saying, oh, I have to something this so far.
I say like this, I come a little ways and rest a little while.
Uh-huh. You would say, normally you'd say carry, would you? Carry?
Carry a little ways and rest a while.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
A turtle.
And that same creature that lives on the land, what would you call him?
Well, he come to the land.
Uh-huh. But you'd still call him a turtle?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call him a gopher?
No, we always call them a turtle.
Always a turtle.
And a terrapin.
And a terrapin. Is there a difference?
Yes, terrapin is different from a turtle.
Oh, how is a terrapin different?
Well, he got that shell, but he has smaller thing in that turtle. See?
Uh-huh. Smaller than a turtle.
Yes. Well, you take a terrapin, he run about like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a turtle, he go like that.
Oh, I see. So it's just the size. Huh?
Yes.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that you can eat?
Well, you can eat the ham, you can eat the side.
Yeah, but these are the insides. What would you call those? If you fry them up, what do you call those?
You call that a crackling.
Crackling?
Yes.
How about is there anything inside a cow, let's say, that you could eat like that, inside of a cow?
Yes, you eat the tripe.
Mm-hmm. What is the tripe, do you know?
Well, that's where he carries all the food.
Uh-huh.
See?
Like the stomach?
Yes.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center part, I'd call that the heart of the egg.
Okay. Ever call it a yolk or a yellow?
Well, you can call them a yellow if you want them.
Mm-hmm.